podcast brought to you by the Triad Network. This podcast is designed to share trending topics occurring within the world and our communities and bring them a behavioral and mental health perspective. The information in this podcast is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you or someone you know are experiencing what you believe are mental health symptoms, please consult with a trained medical professional or a licensed mental health provider.
Welcome to Behavioral Health Today, a Triad production. I'm your host, Dr. Graham Taylor. We have on our show today Dr. Whitley Lassen. Whitley is the clinical director at PsychHub, where she is responsible for the development and production of content and e-learning solutions. Whitley is a licensed clinical psychologist with over 15 years of experience and has worked in the hospital and private practice settings before joining PsychHub. Whitley, so nice to have you here today. Welcome.
Graham, I'm so happy to be here.
Nice to have you here. You know, I want to deep dive into all that PsychHub has to offer those interested in all things mental health. But first, I'd love to learn just a little bit about you and what situations, let's say, in your life, maybe professionally or personally, that brought you to PsychHub as its clinical director.
Sure. So what you might not know about me, Graham, is that I actually started off my career as an educator. I got my master's in teaching in elementary education and really dove into that right out of graduate school. And it was actually during my internship as a teacher where I was working on a Native American reservation, and I saw how the mental health, the substance use, the abuse and intergenerational trauma and all, you know, family dynamics, all of those things really impacted the children in the classroom and got in the way of them learning. And so as a teacher intern, I knew I wanted to have more of an impact in helping children and families and communities. And so that's really what led me into mental health.
That's awesome. And you're doing the mental health piece again in hospitals, private practice, and then the PsychHub clinical directorship opens up. Tell me about the transition into that.
I really saw PsychHub as just a great opportunity because it allows me to leverage my experience and my expertise in mental health, but also marry that with my education background. When I got the opportunity, I just jumped on it.
That's crazy. You had to blend. You got to blend that educational background and also the clinical expertise you're bringing in. You know, you folks have a wonderful program at PsychHub, and you offer this on-demand, really one of its kind, e-learning platforms that feature the latest evidence-based interventions for mental health challenges. And in fact, you guys are the world's largest online platform for this. Just out of curiosity, what's it like to work there?
It's really exciting to work at PsychHub, Graham, because like you said, we are very dynamic. We are growing and changing. We have lots of new initiatives, and we're trying to reach multiple audiences, general public, behavioral health providers.
Truly, you guys reach out to so many people and you educate them so well. So there's got to be a variety of people that are coming through your doors, showing interest and really benefiting from the things that you guys offer.
They are. We offer so much, Graham. We have content for the general public as well as for behavioral health providers. At PsychHub, our bread and butter really are our learning hubs for behavioral health providers.
Yeah, I would love to park on that just for a second. You have these learning opportunities that take place, what you just said, through these learning hubs. Tell us what a learning hub is and what someone experiences in them.
Sure. So in a learning hub, we at PsychHub work with subject matter experts to develop world-class educational experiences focusing on practical therapeutic skills. So most education and training for mental health providers is actually really heavily focused on theory, which makes it hard for providers to take that theory into the therapy room in a tangible way. So this has created a lot of issues in the field where clinicians implement the same treatment modality in vastly different ways. And sometimes those adaptations conflict. So our mission is to teach mental health providers the most effective skills possible to be better equipped in treating clients. It's all about improving client outcomes. And we know from research that it all starts with providers who are well-trained. So in our learning hubs, we start with clinician role plays. We combine that with e-learning, live film, and animated videos to help teach concepts in a way that's engaging for providers. We leverage adult learning principles to ensure information is digestible and retained. And what makes our learning hub stand out, Graham, is that mental health providers get access to supplemental videos, PDFs, assessments, and resources for themselves, and also those same resources that they can share with their clients in order to help clients practice those skills in their therapy homework.
Yeah, really good. Folks, as you're listening to this, I so encourage you to go online and take a look. As Whitley is saying so very thoroughly here, is that these are individual learner journeys. It's not just your typical PowerPoint that you learn from. Instead, like she's saying, these are interactive and they use a variety of ways to keep you engaged. It's very engaging. And what I love about this that they've woven in, I'll talk about this just a little bit later, but they have these great ways of integrating learning and memory into this learning process, which is huge for retention and recall and application. And these hubs, don't they? You have things, it's pretty cool. You have these things called like knowledge checks. You have these theory tanks, these role plays. You even have scenario-based activities. And like you said, even toolkits for ongoing education, along with these videos and worksheets that can be shared to reinforce these practice skills. So it is very thorough, multi-layered, and the clinician comes out very well exposed and also very well trained, don't they?
They really do. And Graham, I will say, you know, the quality of these learning hubs, that's really what sold me on PsychHub and made it such an easy decision to join the team.
So you got wowed as a clinician.
I got to be a
part of this.
Yeah, that's for good. Sure.
These learning hubs, who are they created and intended for? Who's a good person to come on and watch?
Sure. So for our learning hubs, we have a set of learning hubs for licensed mental health providers. Okay. So thinking about psychologists, social workers, marriage and family therapists, and counselors, they can all receive continuing education credits for our provider learning hubs. But we do actually, Graham, also have a set of learning hubs specifically geared for anyone, really the general public. Yeah. And this series of learning hubs we call our Mental Health Ally Learning Hub. Okay. And we really want to make sure in these learning hubs that people can learn how to be an ally to someone in their life who may be experiencing a mental health issue or a mental illness. And one of the things that really stands out about the Mental Health Ally Learning Hubs are that the goal is really to help decrease stigma around mental health topics and also provide anyone in the general public with language and tools and information so that they can be helpful.
Really good. You know what I like about that is, and I was reading through the various video options that you have, really anyone can use this. Clinicians, great. They can benefit from that. You've got CEs and you've got a specialization certification opportunities. But this can be for a group that wants to have an area around conversation. It might be around suicide, how to understand these things, really to try and demystify and de-stereotype some of the things around mental illness that get stereotyped and kind of mystified. And you guys get to kind of right size and normalize some of these things for discussion. And I understand that the learning hubs typically take about 1 to 3 hours to go through, I think is what the average length is. It's really open to anyone that's interested, isn't it, about mental health and learning more?
Absolutely. Graham, at PsychHub, we really are focused on educating the public, creating more mental health literacy, and decreasing stigma. In our Mental Health Ally Learning Hub series, we have modules that are each 1 hour long, and they are focused on specific topics like the basics of mental health, substance use, diversity in mental health, overcoming bias, motivational interviewing and communication skills, and also suicide prevention and safety planning.
Yeah, those are so good. So good. The more we can expand a really clear understanding of mental health, the better we have a chance to, as a community and all of us together, to address some of these things in very approachable ways. One of the things that really stands out to me about PsychHub is your content development. I took a really deep dive myself into this. And you guys include, you know, CE courses. You guys have a vast topical video library, certifications, supplemental resources that you mentioned earlier. Your content development process is really quite extensive, isn't it? If you would, walk us just in a nutshell, walk us through it and share with us what your role is in that content development process.
So I actually oversee all of our content development as the clinical director. Mm-hmm. And what that means is I'm checking to make sure all of our content is evidence-based and trauma-informed.
Really good. What I liked about what you're doing, and it sounds like you kind of have the final stamp of approval, being able to kind of give it that overview, and then you probably take some deep dives yourself. You guys have kind of the process was a cool one. I know you work with content experts in academia, along with a clinical team that conducts this extensive research. And then you kind of bring this all together and distill it down into this researched, informed content that's combined. This is the part I love. You combine it. It's not just content. Anybody can get content. But you combine that content with the best online learning modalities, learning and memory modalities, actually, which really makes this program, I believe, stand above others.
You nailed it, Graham. When we think about our content development process at PsychHub, we start by partnering with the subject matter experts in academia.
Yeah.
Then we work with our clinical team to research the topic areas, make sure we're referencing the latest and greatest studies, right. And we constantly review the content with our subject matter experts just to make sure we're nailing it. Yep. Once we've nailed the content, then we work hand in hand with the educational design team, where we're looking at instructional design that is task oriented and skill based. So mm-hmm. like you said earlier, this is not just a PowerPoint with audio.
Yeah, it's far beyond that. What I love is that you take the content and then you kind of springboard into here's some of the application and here's what it can look like. The interactive piece makes this really applicable for them to incorporate. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Continuing education is both a requirement and a learning opportunity, but finding the right CE provider can be challenging. AATBS, a triad company, offers continuing education for psychologists, social workers, marriage and family therapists, counselors, and behavior analysts. CE courses are available both individually and as part of our new All Access Pass. All Access Pass provides a library of over 250 unique courses. That's more than 800 hours of CEs, with new courses being added every month. As a special offer, Behavioral Health Today listeners can save 15% on CE purchases. Visit us at aatbs.com/BHT and enter promo code BHT15 during checkout. That's aatbs.com/BHT. Check out our library and check off your CE requirements today.
I also know that you're taking this really thorough content and you have, through PsychHub, over 600 partners. That's significant. You have universities, you have healthcare organizations, you even have the Salvation Army. And I know in the recent past, you guys have also branched out into YouTube as a learning platform for your videos. And I would love to hear you share with us a little bit more about PsychHub's experience with YouTube and what you're doing there.
Absolutely. So we have over 200 short animated videos that are housed on our YouTube channel. And in fact, PsychHub is a strategic partner of YouTube's alongside the Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, Harvard, and a few others. A press release just came out about it a little bit earlier this year in January, and we're honored to be featured alongside the nation's most prestigious health organizations. We're dedicated to bringing engaging, credible content to YouTube's platform, and we're excited that we can announce that publicly. Our CEO was actually featured in a YouTube Insider Health Summit, where we were able to share our insights and strategies as to how our channel became a growing success upon the onset of COVID.
So this is exciting. So this idea of being a strategic partner with YouTube, congratulations on that. That is that's significant. That really
is. It definitely is. Yeah.
Yeah. I've watched some of the videos on YouTube and they're pithy and they give people kind of a nice distilled, easy to take away message around some mental health topic that's really, I think, usable and understandable. So really nice job. In terms of some of the topics covered, just maybe rattle off two or three that come to your mind easily.
Sure. So we have topics ranging from what is a panic attack, what is OCD, what is depression, and also topics focused on different treatment modalities, like what is CBT, what are medications for mental health treatments.
Yeah, really good. And for those listening, if you want to go and get a nice understanding of a mental health area, this is one of the clear ways to do it for sure. Are you guys able to track who your audience tends to be? Is that something you guys are able to do?
We do. On our YouTube channel, we can track a lot of data, actually.
Really?
And what we're seeing now is extremely high click-through rates and watch hours. Those are metrics that YouTube creators keep a pulse on to know how their audience is engaging with their content. And that's really impressive for us, considering how short of a duration we've had a YouTube channel. I think, Graham, it was just one of those right places, right time moments. And now we are dedicated to putting out weekly content. And you'll see our channel continue to comment on what's trending, like what mental health topics are trending in the moment. We've created a dedicated series to meet this demand called Let's Talk About It, where we post short episodes on common mental health questions and concerns, like how to find a therapist, how to cope with anxiety, what is therapy actually like, in addition to other skill-based material.
I love the idea of being able to shape the content that you present by being able to follow, you know, where are people's interests going? Basically, when you see that, you recognize where's the need and what are people kind of gravitating towards and how can we meet that need with the content that we put out? I know that during this time, and just the ones you talked about right there, panic attacks, anxiety, what does therapy look like? That's such an important thing for people to understand. It's therapy is a wonderful process and a wonderful relationship to involve oneself in. It can be corrective in so many ways. It can be healing and helpful in so many ways. It can help us, you know, work through those places where we might get stuck or having some problems or maybe not understand some things. And with that information, we can come into our lives, you know, with our fullest potential being possible now. And so I love it that you guys have a video just on what does therapy look like to try and demystify that in a good way. But I also know during this COVID time that things like anxiety, depression, OCD, those some of those compulsive behaviors, even things like you said, you know, earlier, substance abuse, those types of things, dependence have all gone up. But I also know, just pivoting just a wee bit, and you guys are so innovative, I know that PsychHub has some great initiatives. If you're listening in, I would encourage you to go check out their site to see and learn more about these initiatives that they're offering. Let me just name a few. And Whitley, I'd like you to maybe to park on one specifically, but here are some of them that you guys offer. The first is the Mental Wellbeing Resource Hub. You guys, you have the equity and mental health component of the initiative. You have a workplace wellness, and you also have a self-care initiative. But the one I'd like you to talk a little bit more about would be the communication guide that you have available to practitioners and others to talk about mental health in some very, very usable ways.
Absolutely. I'd love to talk about the communication guide. We created the communication guide, Graham, to give people language to use when talking about mental health, substance use, or suicide that would be destigmatizing, less triggering, and more person-centered. So we are really trying to educate the world on mental health, but also how to talk about mental health and how to be a mental health ally. So in the communication guide, we give recommendations on what kind of language and words to say or not say, as well as what kind of images to use in the media if you are portraying mental health, substance use, diversity, and a variety of different topics.
Yeah, I love that. I've had a couple of shows that we've done here on trauma, on suicide. And one of the things we talk about is that more times than not, people want to engage with those that they might experience going through some mental health challenge or something that they're seeing, or maybe even something in the media where they want to talk about this and make this more known, but sometimes they don't know how to do it. They're well-intended, but they're not quite sure what to say. So more times than not, they don't say anything or they don't, you know, address it. And what I love that you're doing here is you're giving people the permission for one, and then the words and illustrations to say, if you want to say something, here are some things that can be really effective. So you're equipping them to successfully address these things, to destigmatize in the process, normalize it, kind of right-size it, maybe even universalize it in a way where this is not uncommon. So I love that opportunity to equip those that are going to be going out with this communication guide. And I think that's a super part of your program. Well done on that.
Thanks, Graham. We really are just trying to decrease stigma. And I think, unfortunately, the media often portrays mental illness in a way that's inaccurate or stereotypical. People with mental illness can be shown as violent, unpredictable, or dysfunctional, when that's actually not usually the case. And we found that contact with real people with mental illness and taking in realistic stories is one of the most effective ways to break down stigma. Yeah. So we try to address that with this communication guide, but also by interviewing people who have experienced mental illness, substance use disorders, or suicidal crises, and sharing these interviews in our learning hubs and on our YouTube channel.
Really good. Well, you guys are doing right things, and congratulations on all that's coming into play that you guys are putting out there for us all to benefit from. I know we're kind of winding down on our time. I would love if you could please to direct our listeners to PsycHub, some resources you'd recommend, maybe things to kind of park on your site. Also the YouTube, name that again for us and give us the resources you'd like us to follow up on.
So Graham, on our website, psychhub.com, visitors can find our PsycHub communication guide that we already talked about. Listeners can also find our guide for sharing lived experience. Additionally, if you subscribe to our e-newsletter at the bottom of PsycHub's homepage, we will send you weekly insights on the latest trends in mental health and newest resources.
Oh, I love that.
That will come directly to your inbox every Wednesday. Or you can certainly follow us on social media or check out our YouTube channel, PsycHub Education.
Name it one more time for us. The YouTube, you're saying, let's talk about it.
Yeah, so we have a variety of content on our YouTube channel. We have our Let's Talk About It series. We also have two podcasts, Ask the Expert and The Future of Mental Health, as well as all of those 200 plus animated videos that we already talked about.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, you guys are doing right things, and thank you for the resources you're providing all of us, from mental health practitioners to the lay public. And we get to bring mental health into conversations in right ways. And thank you for your involvement. You know, as we close, at this point in your involvement with PsycHub, what are you enjoying most?
I think it's pretty simple, Graham. I'm enjoying educating people about mental health and hopefully reducing stigma so that people can feel comfortable getting the help that they need.
That's so good. That's so good. Well, Whitley, it's been great to be with you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Nice to have you here. And to you, our listeners, we always appreciate you joining us. And we'll look forward to having you next time with us on Behavioral Health Today.
We appreciate all the support from our community. And if you like our show, one of the best ways you can support it is by giving us a 5-star rating and leaving a review. Behavioral Health Today is a podcast part of the Tribe Network, all rights reserved.